MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Seven Cabins fire, burning northeast of Ruidoso near Capitan Peak in Lincoln County, has grown to more than 13,000 acres as of midday Monday. High shifting winds and dry conditions are challenging firefighters, with officials concerned the blaze could expand rapidly as it moves into denser fuels. Crews have successfully held the fire south of Highway 246 despite difficult conditions. Approximately 613 fire personnel are assigned to the blaze, including 12 crews, 20 engines, 2 helicopters, 11 water tenders, and 4 dozers. Firefighters are strengthening control lines out of Harrison Canyon and beginning indirect containment work along the 616 road. Aircraft will continue to provide support when weather permits to slow the fire spread. Communications towers on Summit Peak remain unaffected and fully operational. There are evacuation orders. A go mandatory evacuation is in effect from State Highway 246 to the ridgetop of Capitan Mountains between mile marker 13 and Boy Scout Mountain. Residents in this area are urged to leave immediately for their safety. There's also a set evacuation in place north of Highway 246 between mile marker 13 and Boy Scout Mountain. Highway 246 is closed between mile marker 19, just north of Capitan, and Mark Road in Chavez County. A full forest closure order is active, closing all roads, trails, and public access into the Capitan Mountains wilderness area and surrounding lands. A large smoke plume from the fire is visible across much of New Mexico, and residents east of the fire may experience haze and smoke in their communities. And recovery crews will begin post-fire stabilization work this week below Alto Lake, which continue through the end of August. The efforts follow the 2024 South Fork Fire, which burned roughly 17,569 acres before being contained in mid-July of 2024. Work will include removing hazardous woody debris, shredding overgrown brush and small trees into mulch, and implementing erosion control measures to stabilize slopes and reduce runoff into downstream areas. Trails below Alto Lake Dam, including the disc golf course, will be temporarily closed during the project for public safety. Alto Lake itself will remain open for fishing throughout the recovery work. The stabilization project aims to mitigate flooding and erosion risk in the burn scar area during the upcoming monsoon season. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.